has been kind of hard. Pandemic raiding the whole world's backyard. I can't seem to find toilet paper in stock. And I can't see my friends or even go for long walks. Sickness and distance, social media loops. This stupid pandemic won't even let me poop. But as difficult as this time may be, as we look to the future, it is hope that we see. Now that I know every inch of my home, and on Netflix I've seen every episode. Also, I baked some dank sourdough. Met the love of my life through an app on my phone. Soon it will end and I can live my best life. Now with my Tinder boo physically by my side, we soon face the future healthy and free. A kitchen full of bread and paper to wipe when we pee. But first we'll listen to this podcast on COVID-19. Brought to you by the best. It's the Daily COVID Reflections. Yeah. Alrighty, it's the last episode of the COVID Reflections podcast. I'm Billy Featherston. Thanks for joining us. It's been quite a ride, but here we are, finally, on opinions. Yes, this one's opinionated. That's all I'm gonna say. You could have guessed that. But basically, Sammy and the editor of the opinion section, Rachel, are gonna be talking about just what they think of all of this craziness and graduation especially, which is relevant for this podcast because it's coming out with the graduation edition, which, by the way, I'm going to take this moment to shout it out. If you found out about this podcast through the graduation edition, amazing, you already know about it, but if you don't, go read it. It's amazing. There's all kinds of content just about seniors going into the workforce in this troubling, terrifying, frightful, uncertain time. But there are also some great, you know, lighthearted pieces, and it's great. It's a good thing. So go check it out. But yeah, all right, here we go. Here they are. You're gonna do the thing.
Hello, hello. Okay, I think the audio is working.
Hello, hello.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to try up like.
Yeah.
Close to it. Okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm the opinion editor here at The Daily, and I'm here with Sammy.
I'm something at The Daily. I just do things. Not much lately, but
well,
I've done it all.
We appreciate you being here today. So, graduation's coming up.
Yes, I'm graduating, unfortunately, in 2 weeks.
And as we all know, 2020 is a little bit precarious when it comes to graduation. But the one thing that is constant about graduation, regardless of the time of year, the season, anything that's going on, is a graduation gown.
Okay, 2020 sucks, like, first of all.
2020 sucks, but I mean, there are no buts. 2020 just sucks. But yeah, I did order a graduation gown just to, like, kind of create the illusion that I'm graduating, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anything else. Is this? Wait.
It's working.
Is it working? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yes. Okay, well, so you ordered a graduation gown, and how much did that set you back? How much it cost?
I don't remember off the top of my head how much the gown and the cap and gown cost, but I think it was, like, somewhere between, like, $80 and $90. That's just for undergrad regalia, and I know it's cheaper if you were to pick it up, but because of coronavirus, everyone had to pay to get them shipped to their house, which was expensive.
Yeah, and shipping cost, in addition to a graduation gown, which signifies basically nothing about a college experience, but is really important to the illusion of a graduation, yeah, is not exactly the best thing right now.
I mean, no, but, you know, I'm lucky. I guess I'm privileged enough that I can afford to chip in that amount of money to get myself something that's going to make me feel better this horrible time. So, for me, like, I had the funds and I just did it.
Yeah, so we just talked about a graduation gown kind of, like, signifies what graduation is. What else does it mean to you?
I mean, for me, like, having a graduation gown gives me something like tangible to celebrate the end of my college experience. So I know, like, I'm not a very materialistic person. I don't really care about items, although I obviously have a lot of them. But when, like, you know, you expect, regardless of how you feel about graduation, it's like you expect something for 4 years as this end and this celebration of whatever degree you earned, which for me is, you know, not a STEM degree. But, and then to have that taken away from you, whether or not you enjoy it, like, would I enjoy going to a 4-hour graduation ceremony? No. I would hate that. But would I enjoy going to a 1-hour graduation ceremony with all of my communications professors and have them be my family? Like, yes, I would enjoy that. And that was taken away from me too. So having a physical, like, product of, is that what it is? Like, it's like a physical item that symbolizes graduation makes me feel like it hasn't all been taken away.
So yeah. Speaking of that taking away, can't really talk about the lack of a graduation without talking about what is happening in the world around us. So being a student during coronavirus, spring quarter looks a little bit different than how we thought. Like, as a senior, what has changed for you aside from graduation?
I mean, online classes. Obviously, UW was not meant to have online classes, and it's pretty obvious that they don't know how to do it. I'm taking a certificate course, a coding certificate course, to kind of, like, supplement my learning, since I wasn't able to learn any coding in all of undergrad because no courses were available to me, UW. But I'm taking this coding course, and it's like a $200 coding course that I paid significantly less for because of financial aid, but it's way more organized than any, like, online class that I have. And so I just think about, like, wow, I'm paying thousands of dollars to take these classes that are supposed to, like, get me somewhere in my career, but I'm also paying much less than that to take this certificate course that is actually giving me valuable skills and is built in a realistic and, like, usable way on the internet, and it sucks.
Yeah, online classes haven't been the smoothest thing, to say for certain. I know that being in two different majors, it is very different across the board. I'm in asynchronous classes. I'm in classes that meet twice a week for exactly the amount of time I was supposed to be there in person with actual instruction.
Strange.
And yeah, it is very strange. It feels disillusioning almost because I go to one class, but the rest of my classes are online. I don't have deadlines for some things, or my deadlines are, like, thoroughly extended, and it just feels like time doesn't exist anymore.
Time does not exist. It's all an illusion.
It's really hard for me as a junior currently to even imagine, like, graduating. And I think that's to say the same for a lot of other UW students. Like, graduating is kind of like a myth in the first place. It's like this thing that you know is at the end of the road, but you don't really know what it's going to feel like until you get there.
Yeah.
And now for a lot of seniors, it doesn't even feel like you got there.
It does not. You know, and I had this internship for 6 months, and my boss kept telling me, oh, we'll get you a job. Like, afterwards, we'll get you a job. Like, the recruiters are going to come to UW. And, you know, journalism jobs are not really things that you can go and get 12 months ahead of time like you can tech. It just isn't realistic. So to graduate and that have that job opportunity be, like, taken away from me because the companies can't afford to even pay their normal workers is, like, really scary.
Yeah, so I guess that's another thing that's super important about graduating right now, the job market. How does it feel to be graduating and basically have nothing sitting in front of you?
It's really scary. I mean, I've never gone, since I've been legally able to work, I've pretty much always had a job. There's been small periods of time where I don't have jobs, or, like, I'm focusing on school or something, whatever. But the majority of the time, I've always had a plan, and so I kind of, like, don't have anything right now, and I think that's really scary. And, like, honestly, it's been really hard. Like, I go through waves where, like, one day I'm feeling like, okay, everything's gonna be okay, and then the next day I'm just like, oh my god, like, I can't do shit today because I feel like trash. And, you know, part of that is, like, mental health and depression and a lot of people deal with that. It's not just me. And I'm sure the current events are making it like 20 times worse. And I'm by far not suffering the worst of it. Like, I have a supportive family and I have enough to pay my rent until the end of the summer. I got like a student aid grant, so that was nice. But yeah, I'm definitely very lucky and privileged, but it still sucks.
Yeah.
So
a pandemic is nothing that any of us could have expected. And I think, I don't know, at least in my experience, teachers have been really understanding of that unexpected events are exactly that, unexpected. And there's really no way that any of us could have predicted long term for this. And the fact that, like, this is the first time that we've had online classes to this scale at many large universities. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time, like, teachers have been teaching these classes, and it's kind of fucking wild because they don't know how to do it, like, any more than we do. But how can you cancel school?
Yeah.
Nothing, like, there's no better option than what we have now. And I think coming to terms with that, like, A, is hard, and B, mentally, it's, like, how do you comprehend that, like, exactly, drive, like, mental health? It just doesn't, it's everything bad about the world rolled into one, and you don't have a choice but to accept it.
Yeah. Or deny it. I mean, however you choose to process things.
Also, on the note of coronavirus, we've been talking about mental health.
Yeah.
What do we think about mental health resources? How has UW been doing with, like, giving students the tools to cope, like, extended policies, such like that? Let's go down that path real quick.
I mean, for me personally, I don't use UW for their mental health resources. I've tried to do that before, and it didn't really, like, go anywhere for me. But their hall health facility has definitely been open, at least for the physical health part of it. So, you know, being able to, like, have access to at least, like, primary care physician is important, because your physical health affects your mental health and vice versa. So for me, it's been, like, I go to PT every week because I got hit by a car. Irrelevant. But it's been really helpful to go in for my physical health every week and, like, talk to this doctor, and I'm getting social interaction, but I'm also, like, it's, you know, helping my well-being. And the whole health has been really, really good about taking proper precautions and, like, having coronavirus be... Hall has been really good about screening people and limiting capacity and doing online visits. And they've done a really good job of communicating, unlike the academic part, which is, like, kind of frustrating because UW as an institution is built... or their reputation comes from their research in the medical field and in the tech field. But, like, they wouldn't exist if it weren't for the students. And to see them, like, it almost feels like they're treating the students shitty to boost, like, these other research parts. But, like, they're symbiotic. Like, if you didn't have research, you wouldn't have students, and vice versa. And we, like, fund things. So it's, like, for you to take our money and then not give it... I'm gonna get in trouble. Ten people are gonna listen to this, and then one of them is gonna be like my future employer, and I'm gonna get fucked.
No, I mean, maybe. But on that note, no, I definitely think you're right. Like, so much of the drive for, like, a research institution comes from
students. Yeah.
And it kind of feels like, kind of feels second class. Like, there's just so much that is going on right now, especially with everything that's going on socially. Riots, Black Lives Matter.
Very important.
These are all very important, and I've seen, like, a few teachers at least make accommodations. University's been good about speaking out about that, but
last few weeks, absolutely,
yeah.
Doing good.
Everything is just compounding.
Yeah, it's all compounding. And I'm sure that they're stressed out and they're dealing with it too. Like, I get that aspect of it, but at the same time, it's like, you're there to serve your students, so serve them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure that, like, I know Hull Health had a problem with capacity being able to help people with mental health. So, you know, campus is dead. So hopefully that's helped. But I don't know. There's no facts for that.
No, I, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how have you been dealing with your mental health?
Mental health has been crazy. I have felt more stable, but I think that's because I'm in a comfortable environment and I have the privilege of being in a comfortable environment at my university home. I don't have to, I have access to technology, I have access to a great support network, and I think that that's, like, incredibly crucial. And I am not dealing with any monetary or financial issues right now, and I know that so many like individuals in our student body, faculty, staff, everybody are. And I think the thing that I've definitely been thinking a lot about is there are so many people that are impacted by this pandemic, many worse than I am, but we're all still impacted by that. And I think that's, like, a unifying factor. And I think, like, we're speaking about it now. The university, it feels like, is not taking care of us to the fullest capacity that it can. And I think that just in total applies to a lot of seniors right now. How are you feeling about not being able to have a in-person graduation until supposedly 2021?
I feel like swept under the rug. I know that a lot of other universities are doing things to make the class of 2020, like, feel special and feel recognized as individuals, and I think UW is totally not doing that at all by just, like, lumping us in with another class. And, like, it feels like when they add a memorial of someone who's died into, like adding somebody that, adding an actor that died yesterday into an Oscar memorial. Like, that sounds really bad.
No, but
it's just, like, you come to this thing and it's not meant for you, and not only are you taking away from, like, the class of 2021's experience, it's, like, not even your time anymore, like, doesn't matter. So it's just this weird, like, I would feel, if I went to that ceremony, I would feel like I was taking away and, like, I wasn't recognized all at the same time, which is just weird. Like, you feel hurt for yourself and also, like, you're wasting other people's time because they don't even care about graduation, most of them.
Yeah. So, circling back.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about how coronavirus has affected graduation.
Yeah.
There's not going to be one.
There is not going to be a
graduation for the class of 2020 in UW's eyes. And that is really shitty.
It is really shitty.
But you bought a graduation gown.
Yeah, I did.
You are still graduating from college.
Yes.
This spring.
Yes.
What are you going to do besides, like, have this tangible material item to signify that you did it?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go take pictures with my family in my new graduation gown. We'll probably have some little celebration since the stay-at-home order is now lifted. And I'm going to get really drunk after I finish all of my schoolwork. And you know what? I'm an adult, so I can say that, and it's fine.
So, I have to ask, is the graduation gown that you spent an inordinate amount of money on, is it going to mean the same thing to you now that you don't have a graduation than it would if you did?
I honestly think it'll mean more to me now than it would. Like, I have my high school graduation gown, and it sat in my closet for 4 years until I decided I'd take it out and, like, paint it, which I haven't done yet, as, like, you know, for fun and to be like, fuck this graduation! I would never have done that if I had a real graduation, because I would be so caught up in everything else that was going on with it. So in a way, like, having this thing that I normally, like, wouldn't care about as much makes it more special, because I'll always remember what I didn't have. It's like kind of sad, but
no, it makes sense. The material thing that you like, that like signifies something, because there's no like, I am of the camp where a memory means more than a material thing. But what happens when you don't get to create that memory?
Yeah, or the material is the only memory you have.
And you heard it here, folks. A graduation gown is better than a graduation, people.
Hey, maybe. I don't know about that, but you know.
Well, it has been lovely speaking with you, Samantha.
Me too. Now I need to do my homework. And so do you.
Okay, bye.
That was it. That pretty much wraps all this up. It's been a fun time, a crazy time. But, you know, I feel like I learned a lot during this whole COVID thing. I think a lot of people did. It's really nice knowing that some people have taken certain lessons and picked up certain hobbies and, you know, made certain friends or learned priorities during this whole time. Like, there's all kind of great stuff that came out of this, you know? So even though it was rough and trying at times, and, you know, maybe not everybody's mental health was at its best, but I don't know. I'm grateful. I wish it would have happened differently. I'm not going to say I'm grateful. Oh, geez. I'm trying to be positive. You know, so, yeah. We make the best of bad situations. So I hope you all took something valuable from this podcast series or whatever episode you might have listened to or episodes. But I hope you listen to all of it because it's all good stuff. But yeah, this has been Billy Featherston from the Daily Podcast section. And you know what? Just for all of you, just because I want to bless you all with my beautiful voice one more time before I sign off as podcast editor and as host of this lovely series, I'm gonna play you out with the lovely intro song that will haunt me till the day I die. So, thank you. Has been kinda hard. Pandemic raiding the whole world's backyard. I can't seem to find toilet paper in stock. And I can't see my friends or even go for long walks. Sickness and distance, social media loops. This stupid pandemic won't even let me poop. But as difficult as this time may be, as we look to the future, it is hope that we see. Now that I know every inch of my home, and on Netflix I've seen every episode. Also, I baked some dank sourdough. Met the love of my life through an app on my phone. Soon it will end and I can live my best life. Met with my Tinder boo physically by my side. We soon face the future healthy and free. A kitchen full of bread and paper to wipe when we pee. But first we'll listen to this podcast on COVID-19. Brought to you by the best. It's the Daily COVID Reflections. Yeah.